Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
To the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that gives you the strategies, the lessons, the practical steps to help you become a better entrepreneur and have a better business on your hands every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's lesson is part one of a two-part lesson on creating a sales page that converts. Whether you're selling a product, a service, a software online, creating an effective sales page that actually converts people into buyers, visitors into buyers, is essential for a thriving business. You gotta make sales, you gotta make revenue. And in this two-part lesson, I'm gonna cover exactly what it takes, exactly what you need to have on your sales page. We're actually going to get very practical. I'm going to walk you through our own sales page of the $100 MBA. I'm going to give you the exact steps, the insights of creating an effective sales page, but I'm also going to give you the reasons why it's effective. You know, I've tested these things over and over and over the years, and I want to share with you what I've learned. I got so much to cover in part one of this two-part lesson, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Amazing.com. Amazing.com offers proven online courses that can help just about anyone start their own business, from selling products on Amazon to launching the next hot mobile app. They've already helped more than 20,000 people get started. Learn how at Amazing.com or call 888-373-9363. Again, that's Amazing.com or call 888-373-9363 for more information. Creating a sales page that converts is not as complicated as you may think, but it does require you to be laser focused. There are three things you need to do, you have to do in any sales page, any page on your website that's selling a product or service. And these three things have to be very, very clear. If I can't recognize these three things I'm about to mention right now on a sales page, then it will not convert as best as it can. In fact, I'll probably say it wouldn't convert well at all. So what are these three things that every sales page has to have? Number one, you have to define clearly what problem you are solving. If you have a course, I'm not talking about telling me about all the features, how many videos, what's inside the community. You could tell that later. But step one is, what problem does this course solve? If your course is about perfecting your golf swing, then the problem is that your golf score is embarrassing. You need to get your golf score closer to par. You might be in the fitness industry, and the problem you're solving is that somebody needs to lose weight fast. Their health depends on it. But obviously, they want to do it in a safe way. So for us at the $100 MBA, the problem we're solving is that people want to learn how to start a business in a simple format, in a concise way, in one place. They don't want to go to business school. They don't want to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're tired of thinking about it, and they want to start building. So that's the first thing you need to have on every sales page. The second thing, how are you going to solve this problem? You can't just identify a problem and not show your solution. This is where you talk about your course, your product, your service. But don't just talk about it. Talk about how it solves the problem. My course will help you improve your golf swing within 30 days. And I'm going to show you how with my step-by-step process. This is what it includes. This is what you'll have to do in my course in order to get to that point. So first thing is identifying the problem very clearly, identifying your solution to the problem, and then lastly, very important, explain why the price they're going to pay is far less than the value of the actual product or service, that they're paying far less than what it's worth, that you're worth their money. And that's the last ingredient a lot of people don't really put in there. Now, I'm going to go through these three basic tenets of a great sales page with an example. We're going to use 100mba.net, our homepage. Now, the $100 MBA is an online course or a series of courses inside. We do have a software, Webinar Ninja, and that sales page is different and has different elements, but it still has the core three things we're going to be talking about today. Identifying the problem, identifying your solution to the problem, explaining how you are the solution to this problem, and then lastly, showing how your price, what they're going to pay, is far less than the value of what they're going to get. Basically, you got to explain to them that this is a steal. This is a great deal. So what I want you to do right now, if you're on your computer, or if you're on your phone, or on your tablet, go to 100mba.net on a browser. And I want you to follow along as you're listening to me. I'm serious, guys. Go to 100mba.net right now. I will wait for you. Pause me if you need to pause me. And come right back, hit play, and we're going to go through this lesson breaking down these three elements. So you'll see at the top of the page, the first headline says, "Stop thinking and start doing." And this addresses the problem. A lot of people, when they first think about being entrepreneurs, they just continue to think about it, and they don't do. So we address this issue straight on. This is a problem. And if you scroll down, you'll see the still of the video addresses even more of the problem with these questions. What to focus on? Where to start? How do I apply it? I'm addressing in a very clear way what the problem is when you're first getting started, when you want to start building a business. We then introduce the solution. Start building your business today, right now, instead of continuing to think about it. And then we say, we'll show you how. And that's basically our promise. That's the promise of our product. I have to then continue to talk about what this promise will give you. We say, real business training, a community you'll love. And then it details what's inside. 180 video lessons, you can ask questions anytime, a supportive community, workbook exercises, video interviews with experts, and some other things on that page. We then go into detail of what you get when you pay for it. The education, the support, the community, and here are the details. Lifetime access, and all the little check marks that you have on the page. Then we say everything is included for $100. This is where we get to the point where now I got to say, this is valuable, guys. You're getting all this stuff for $100 lifetime access. And we say one-time payment, lifetime access under the buy button. There's also a payment option. Now, how do I validate that price? How do I make sure people understand, wow, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of value. It's going to really help me for only $100. Testimonials. We start first with testimonials from current members. We then use frequently asked questions to address rebuttals to add value to the offering. Like, are there any commitments? Are there ongoing payments? Is the $100 MBA a theoretical program or a practical one? I don't have a business yet. Is this program right for me? And then we put the cherry on the cake by showing you exactly what's inside. This is what you're going to get inside the $100 MBA training and community. We put this on the sales page on purpose because I tested it with it and without it, and this converts better because it pulls back the curtain and shows people what they're going to get for only $100. And it goes through each course, how many lessons are in each course, what's that course about? And it's just stacked value. You get the Business Essential course, 6 lessons there. Creating your offer course, 6 lessons there. You have Marketing 101, another 6 lessons. And on and on. Management and Leadership, 15 lessons. Then we go into extracurricular courses. So you see on the sales page that, wow, not only am I getting these core courses with all these lessons inside, but I also get extracurricular courses. And again, we list the description there with the number of lessons. And it gives them a holistic view of what they're getting. Now, I've tested a long sales page with the $100 MBA, and I tested a shorter one, and I would consider this a shorter sales page. And it works a lot better for the course if you have a good video. So a shorter page, but with a comprehensive video. And of course, as long as the page addresses those three points, addressing the issue, your solution to the issue or problem, and how your price is amazing, that they're getting extreme value for what they're paying for. So this page worked really well for us, and it continues to do so because we've decided to put an extra layer of sales in the video. And we really believe that video marketing really helps convert on your sales page. So our video is not that long. It's only 2 minutes and 27 seconds, and we purposely kept it under 3 minutes. But if you watch the video, you'll see we go through this whole process, again, addressing the issue, why we are the solution to this issue or problem, and how $100 in our case, the price point, is a great value. Guys, I got more on part one of this 2-part lesson on creating a sales page that converts. But before that, I gotta give love to today's sponsor, Schoolhouse. Have you heard of Schoolhouse? Schoolhouse is a New York-based and globally inspired brand design agency. See, your subjective experiences, your challenges in life, they shape you as an entrepreneur. They shape you as a person. These creative risks you take, all these collective experiences you have, serves as your schoolhouse. This is why Schoolhouse is about finding your brand truth and not just your brand story. At Schoolhouse, it's not only what they do, it's how they do it to make the biggest impact. Authenticity, collaboration, and expression keep Schoolhouse sharp, excited, and honest about the work they do. They know the value of client relationships based on quality and trust. They are Schoolhouse, the branding brand. Learn more at weareschoolhouse.com and follow them on Instagram at schoolhousenyc. Again, find out more at weareschoolhouse.com today. Guys, I just want to remind you that today was part one of our two-part lesson on creating a sales page that converts. There's so much more we have to cover, like after they click the buy button. What about the checkout process? How do we make sure that they don't get left at the cart, they don't abandon the cart, that they actually check out and buy your product? What can we offer in terms of risk reversal to make sure they feel like there is no risk for buying or they get a taste of what they're buying? And also how to add a personal touch to the buying experience. We talk about all that in part two in tomorrow's lesson of the $100 MBA Show. Can't wait to check you guys then. Guys, I want to remind you, if you have any questions that you want to ask about business, about being an entrepreneur, about building your business in particular, then ask away. Every weekend, we do Q&A weekends where I answer questions from our listeners. Just email us at contact@100mba.net and we'll answer your question right here on the show. All right, guys, until tomorrow, I want to leave you with this. A great sales page is about communicating clearly. You don't want any ambiguity. You want to make sure that the person that lands on the page understands exactly what they're getting, that they're inspired, that they have good feelings associated with your product or service. They want to feel that you're trustworthy and authentic. So when it comes to sales pages, honesty is the best policy. So get very clear and honest about what you offer the world. If you have a hard time with this, you need to refine your business idea, your product, your service. You gotta make sure it's crystal clear to you and everybody else, because when it is, it'll resonate very strong with the person that's receiving that message. And of course, it'll resonate strong with those who land on your sales page. That's how you convert. You convert because when people actually hit the page, they don't go anywhere. They're intrigued, they're interested, because it's communicating with them directly. All right, guys, I hope that helps and hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.